Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I am a mom of two boys, and I love my little boys. Little Stony Boo, a little Brocky Boo. Right, anyway, I love my boys. I love my boys so much. But when I didn't have kids, and I was going through my trials and tribulations and supporting myself and, you know, hitching rides and figuring out where to live and doing all the other stuff I did, putting myself through school and waiting tables, I was telling myself, man, this is not all for nothing. Well, I think you used to say all for naught. You know, if you're British. They're not British. So I'm like, well, this ain't all for nothing. This is going to be good for my kids. Because my kids are going to know that I had to walk uphill in the snow both ways. They're going to too. I'm not going to buy them a car. They're going to have to work and get their own used car without air conditioning like I had to. They're not going to live at home. They're going to move out when they're 18. They're going to support themselves. They're going to do all this. So here I am in a 90s state of mind, going, this is what you have to do. You're going to get a job at Jack in the Box. You're going to get a job, you know, flipping burgers, do whatever like I did. You're going to support yourself. You're going to gain all this experience, you know, making like what I did, $4 an hour, maybe $2 an hour or $1.50 waiting tables, getting tips. And you're going to learn exactly how I learned, and then you're going to be prepared for life like I was. Well, that's not the case. And a lot of my friends and a lot of individuals are doing things way, way different than we did. You know, I also vowed I'm not going to help my kids get a job. They got to do it themselves. We're not going to do this. Well, they know mommy or they know daddy. They have to do it themselves. And I have tried to not intervene because they are doing their own thing. They aren't Dr. Dahlia's kids or Corey Wax's kids. They're their own kids and they are making their own way. But I have loosened up on the, you're out of the house when you're 18. The, you're paying your own bills. You're going to work 3 part-time jobs like I did while going to UNLV. I've changed my mind on that. And a lot of parents have. And in fact, there was an article written by, I believe this is the Washington Post, saying, let adult children fend for themselves. It is outdated with today's economy. So the concept of your kid moves out, your kid finds a place to live with one of his buddies or goes to the nearest, I don't know, billboard, grab a roommate number, I'm going to live, I'm going to rent the room, do that. We started to look at the practicality of things. And so a lot of us Gen Xers or baby boomers are like, wait a second. Okay, we have a lot of individuals out there that are violent, that steal, that do illegal things, that make crack, that do, if your kid doesn't need to necessarily live in that, you know, arena, do they need to? If your child is surrounded by individuals who are dropping out of school and you want your child to continue school, do you provide a home or a place for them to be able to enrich that so they could go to school and not drop out like a lot of their friends did? I think one thing that also led to that was the legalization of marijuana, which I did vote for because I wanted us to be able to study it and use it for pain control as we were really limiting pain medications. But I think that did lead to a, you know, an apathy of what does a degree really get me? What is a, you know, why do I have to work? Why do I have to, you know, stress and make the rent? If you don't pay the rent, you don't pay the rent. So what? So you move. You know, and so the anxiety that we would have of, okay, you just don't miss a rent payment. You just don't let your credit card go over 30 days, you get interest. You don't not pay your student loans. You don't not miss rent. You don't not, you know, call out sick for work. It's different. You're encouraged to call out sick. We don't want you to get COVID. We don't want you to bring COVID or flu here. Call out sick. If you can't pay your rent, that's okay. We got rental assistance. If you can't pay your student loans, we're going to figure out a way to help you. So now we have just this whole new landscape where I think a lot of Gen X's and boomers out there that have adult kids are like, the kids aren't going to have the same drives as we did. If we wanted to eat, wood flip burgers would work. Now there's all sorts of ways to, you know, get money, get help, get food stamps, get aid. And so I think parents are like, you know what? We're not feeding our kids to the sharks. We're sending our kids to a beach holiday. And if we want to impose some, no, you need to pay rent. No, you need to, you know, buy food. No, you need to do this. You need to stay in school. It might take us being more involved. The other thing that's going on is a lot of us Gen Xers and boomers don't want to waste money. And we're seeing where the economy is going. We're seeing what people are spending for rent, for food. And we look at this and we're like, do our children really need to be spending that much money? I mean, new apartments in my area are getting close to $2,000 a month. That's flipping ridiculous. We just talked about how the mean home price in America is $359,000. Who can afford that? So if your child's only making $35,000 a year, which is still a good salary for an adult child, and they aren't going to be able to afford a house, all that money is going to go to their apartment and their Wi-Fi and their cable and their phone and their... And at some point, you're like, okay, maybe we're going to be a little smarter with money. So the taboo of adult children living at home or adult children getting help from their mommy or daddy is not there. Millennials and Gen Zs are smart. They're not taking advantage. They're like, my parents don't beat me with belts and whips and all that. I got a good relationship with them. I trust them because I don't think they're going to get stormed by police for, you know, holding a meth lab. And so if I do see an adult child live at home while going to school working and waiting to move into a home, that's not taboo at all. So it is. It's a much different, you know, now if your child is progressing and not maturing, you got to get that kid out of the house and they got to learn School of Hard Knocks. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dak Prescott has not been cut from Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of you have seen a headline, and this is what the media does. This is what the media does to get people to stop and read. And there's a headline that says, Cowboys breaking, Dallas cuts Dak Prescott, wide receiver favorite Dennis Houston. They didn't even need to have Dak Prescott in that headline. They could have just said, Dallas cuts wide receiver Dennis Houston. It's part of a roster shuffle as Dallas is preparing to play New York Giants. But They made people now think Dak Prescott has not been cut. Still, Dallas quarterback. recovering from a finger fracture that happened in game one. So, just media. I hate when the media does this. It's ridiculous. You know, there's so much bigger fish to fry. You know, we're trying to look up what's going on with Hurricane Fiona. Turned into a Category 4. May hit Bermuda. I mean, we got inflation. We got Putin declaring that, you know, he is not bluffing when it comes to a nuclear threat and protecting his nation against the Nazi West. And you know, we don't need these headlines as clickbait. So Dak Prescott's fine. Just a wide receiver that he likes. I don't know if it's his favorite, but they say, you know, and I like Houston a lot. And sadly, he's gone from the from Dallas. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The U.S. State Department is asking us to reconsider traveling to Bermuda this weekend because Hurricane Fiona is now a Category 4. We hope it'll move just to the west of Bermuda, but boy, did it do a number on Turks and Caicos, Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico. 3.2 million people are still without power. Please don't bring up electric cars to any of them in the near future, okay? They are dealing with a lot. Fiona has maintained winds of now 130 miles per hour, is currently centered 700 miles southwest of Bermuda. They believe it's going to land late Thursday or Friday. The potential impact of Hurricane Fiona on the destruction of the Caribbean has now prompted the U.S. State Department to advise travelers to reconsider visiting Bermuda, which is about a step or two away from saying don't go there. We already have 4 deaths caused by the storm in the Caribbean, according to a report by the Associated Press. 26% of Puerto Ricans still don't have power. LUMA, the company which presides over the island's power, transmission, and distribution, said Fiona has severely impacted electrical infrastructure and generation facilities throughout Puerto Rico. We want to make it very clear that efforts to restore and re-energize continue and are being affected by severe flooding, impassable roads, downed trees, deteriorating equipment, and downed lines. Only 55% of Puerto Rican residents have access to water. They say Fiona has proven more challenging than Maria. Maria caused 2,900 people to die, left 1.5 million without power in 2017. But Geraldo Rodriguez says, we thought we had a bad experience with Maria, but this is worse. So the flooding, the slowness of things coming back, the this should have been fixed attitude. I mean, there were officials in Puerto Rico were bragging that after Hurricane Maria, they were able to revamp a lot of things, and they were able to. But apparently, again, nature wins, and this is a very, very depressing and devastating thought that despite Puerto Rico making changes and adjustments since Hurricane Maria, they're still at risk. The Dominican Republic is being battered with heavy, heavy rainfall today. They have winds of about 90 miles per hour. Hurricane warnings are still in effect for the eastern part of the Dominican Republic. And President Joe Biden has issued a message saying, we stand with you and we will get through this. But most of the island will still not have power for several days. Ports are closed. Flights have been canceled. Public schools, government agencies are closed. I think they had to make a makeshift hurricane center in a baseball arena. You know, only 395,000 people in Puerto Rico have power. The island's emergency provider said half of the island's customers still without running water. They need water. This flooding brought 2 feet of rain. People are trying to clean out their houses. There's mud. There's mudslides, roads. It's now they say 5 people have died thus far because of 1 in Guadalupe, 2 in Puerto Rico, and 2 in Dominican Republic. So we'll keep you guys posted. As we spoke about, you know, if you could donate blood, they will need blood product. If you can donate money to Red Cross, donate items to Salvation Army. You know, a lot of people have reached out saying, let's collect. Let's get neighborhoods to collect. Let's get a big collection of goods and clothing and things like that. I love that idea. But what we ran into with Superstorm Sandy, and I think we ran into that with Maria as well, is on the island they don't want boxes of things coming. They'd rather the money be sent, and then they could use that money to purchase things. I would think that the average person would be like, you have clothes, I'll take it. You have, but because the infrastructure isn't there to pass things out and to vet the clothing, make sure there's no fentanyl on them, things like that, we haven't had people asking for us in the mainland to ship items. And I know it's frustrating. A lot of you have said, look, I can clean out my pantry, I could clean out my college, my closet, and I could mail and ship it to Puerto Rico. What I recommend you do, because I understand a lot of people don't have money and they may not be able to text Red Cross. I think it's 909. Let me see if I have the Red Cross, because some of you do want to send some money. So I want to make sure I give you that number real quickly. I apologize about this. Sorry, it takes me a little while. You could text the Red Cross. You could go to redcross.org, but you could also text $10. You could text 90999. Text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. Salvation Army accepting donations. But one thing you can do, because this is what happened with Superstorm Sandy, is we found a local church. And the local church said, we'll take the stuff. And then we can have people come. We'll let local news know that we have, you know, extra stuff for people to come and pick up. And so if, you know, a lot of individuals that just don't have extra money or they can't donate blood and they want to send things, sometimes the best thing to do is contact a local church, a local school, you know, or the local officials. Most of them, like I said, though, they're very wary about, I think there were some anthrax scares during the time of Superstorm Sandy. And so they were worried about what opening up boxes. And with the BS that we've seen with some explosives, they can't go through the security that they don't have the time or the manpower for the security and vetting these things. But there might be some churches saying, look, we'll take them, we'll wash the clothes. Because that thing is, when somebody sends clothes to donate, they need to be washed. Even though I always send clean clothes, I always, you know, they're going to clean them again. Because the last thing they want to do is send something that could have lice or monkeypox or something on there. So, you know, the risks, as we spoke about, it's deadly. Because, again, malnourishment. If they didn't prepare for the storm, they didn't know it was coming, they weren't able to stock up on food, or the floods took their food. And I'm looking at pictures right now where a bunch of their food items are in the mud. But they're not going to have access to healthy food. Not a lot of stores are open. And remember, generators are down. So we don't know if the local grocery stores have, you know, have electricity to keep the perishables cold. So sadly, we're worried about, I'm looking at a picture right now from back in 2016, the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank. Oh, Baton Rouge. The Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank completely flooded. And you see boxes of food in the water. This is what happens with flooding. Infectious disease. You got vector-borne illnesses like Zika, malaria, dengue hemorrhagic fever, yellow fever, West Nile, typhoid, cholera, leptospirosis, hepatitis A. These are things that could sadly become rampant. Mosquitoes are going to come back. Mosquitoes are going to love the wet and the puddles. And so, sadly, they're going to want to feed, and they're going to land on people who are trying to clean up, and they could, with the suck-blow mechanism, blow infectious disease into them. Mold could set in. Chemical exposures of fuel and chemicals from garages and cars and things like that are leaking into the water, so people are being exposed to their bare legs of benzene, toluene, xylene. We worry about assault. If there's lack of law enforcement, lack of cameras, sadly, during times like this, people could take advantage. So, again, anything you can do to help, Red Cross, Vitalant, Salvation Army, United Way, they're looking for help. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more.
Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Addressing the 77th United Nations General Assembly, President Joe Biden announces $2.9 billion in assistance to combat global food shortages.
No matter what else divides us, if parents cannot feed their children, nothing else matters if parents cannot feed their children.
The president pushing back at Russian claims that the West is causing food crisis through sanctions. The Fed Reserve is wrapping up its latest meeting Wednesday with the expectation Chairman Powell will announce another interest rate hike. The short-term rate is expected to jump 0.75 point for the third time. That will lift the benchmark rate to the highest level in 14 years. Taco Bell is set to test its long-awaited Beyond Meat carne asada in Ohio. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some breaking news. Russia has released two U.S. prisoners. They have been freed 3 months after they were captured in Ukraine while fighting alongside Zelensky's troops. Alexander Druki, 39 years old, and Andy Hoon, 27 years old, have been freed thanks to a prisoner exchange brokered by Saudi Arabia. The pair were both from Alabama, and they were captured in June while fighting in eastern Ukraine when they went to support Ukrainian troops resisting Russia's invasion. They are currently in the custody of the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia. Their families are celebrating their freedom. So, according to Daily Mail, they say, "We are thrilled to announce that Alex and Andy are free," according to the families. "They are safely in the custody of the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia, and after medical checks and debriefing, they are going to return to the United States. We deeply appreciate everyone's prayers, and especially the close communication and support of our elected officials, Ukrainian Ambassador Markarova, and our members of the U.S. embassies in Ukraine and Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. Department of State. Russia also released 10 foreign prisoners of war captured in Ukraine following a mediation by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Ukrainian officials released Russian prisoners they captured in exchange. Further details on the identities of the fighters have not been shared. So if you remember, when the U.S. citizens were captured, you know, I had said I thought U.S. should have a much stronger response. You mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And, you know, many of you had pointed out, yeah, but they were there fighting against them. They chose to fight against them. And I go, I go, they weren't in Russia messing with Russia. They were there on Ukrainian soil. Ukrainian soil. They weren't on Russian soil. Now, maybe Russia might think that they own the eastern region, but they weren't in technically Russia's borders. And they were kidnapped. They were taken. That's a problem. And I do think that that warrants a very, very strong U.S. countermeasure or U.S. Response. So to me, I say it's 3 months, you know, too long, but thank God they're coming home. So we're being told 5 British nationals held by Russian-backed authorities in eastern Ukraine have been released on the way back. So British Prime Minister Liz Truss says that is hugely welcome news that 5 British nationals held by, Russian-backed proxies in eastern Ukraine are being safely returned. So one of them was being sentenced to death, Alden Aslan, who in June was sentenced to death in a court in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, accused of being a mercenary for Ukraine. So having him back is huge. Now, there have been hundreds arrested in Russia who have been protesting against the partial mobilization. They don't want to fight for Putin. Understandable. They say more than 500 people have been detained across Russia in a crackdown on anti-war protests. This is across 2 dozen cities in Russia. About 100 arrests were made at protests in St. Petersburg after President Vladimir Putin's announcement of a partial mobilization to increase the availability of troops for the war in Ukraine. He needs more troops. He's going to get them from other countries, and he's going to get them from his own people. So you saw crowds gathering. You saw them explain, you know, expressing in Russian, no mobilization. And one video posted by a journalist from the Moscow web publication The Village includes dozens of people in Arbatskaya Street chanting, "Let him go," as one man is carried away. And 535 people thus detained. So we'll see where this goes. Russian-appointed head of Crimea says work on mobilization has begun amid tough times. Sergio Oskanov, the Russian-appointed head of Crimea, said an office has been established to assist with the partial mobilization declared by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Oskanov said the Republic's government, ministries, and departments are working in direct contact with the command of the Russian armed forces. He says, "We understand these are tough times. However, the independence and future of our country depends on the special military operation development, where we are opposed to the whole NATO." So they say all tasks in regards to the mobilization readiness, according to the president's decree, will be implemented in full in Crimea. All contacts and addresses of those who will potentially fulfill the military tasks are well known. So another Crimean official claimed that the government in Kyiv is quote-unquote barbaric and the West is trying to divide Russia. This claim comes as Ukraine's counteroffensive in southern and eastern regions revealed a mass burial site in Izlum. This is being reported by CNN. Now, Putin says it's dangerous for Russia to weaken its sovereignty. He made a big, huge speech. He said, "In the 1,160 years, we have learned that it is dangerous for Russia to weaken its sovereignty even for a moment. In these periods, the very existence of Russia was at risk. Nobody would see us make the same mistake again." He said, "We will not give in to blackmail and intimidation, and we will never lose our self-sovereignty. We will strengthen it and develop our country. Sovereignty is a guarantee of each person's freedom and our tradition. People cannot feel free, genuinely free, if the motherland, Russia, is not free." So he talks about a common thread. He talks about the West crossing lines. He calls the West Nazis in this speech. And again, it's, you have a sick individual who is not only sick physically, but mentally, and who feels, whose definitions are different than ours. So while we are looking at him as, what the hell are you doing in Ukraine? You invaded Ukraine, get the hell out and go back and, you know, hide under the, you know, desk you crawled out from under and let, you know, World War III, you know, be a distant fleck in the future, if at all. He looks at it as he's getting Russia back. Ukraine's in Russia. They're not, but he feels those areas and regions are his. That's what he's using to justify it. And he wants to kick Ukraine out. He feels NATO is impinging. And this stems back to the Soviet Union border. Soviet Union has been dissolved since 1991. Yet he's not letting go. A lot of them aren't letting go. And they don't recognize that. Now, the Russian invasion does appear to be failing, according to the European Union chief and UK prime minister said in a joint statement. They say that Vladimir Putin's announcement of an immediate partial mobilization of Russian citizens is a sign of weakness. It's also a sign that their invasion is falling or failing. But my concern is how desperate he's going to get. He's already been threatening nuclear capabilities. So what exactly is that? What are his nuclear capabilities? So while he issued a fresh nuclear threat to Ukraine and the West, he says we will use all means available. And, you know, what does he have? So warheads. Russia claims they have a stockpile of about 6,000 warheads, which, if this is true, then they do have the largest nuclear stockpile in the world. Of those, Daily Mail says an estimated 1,588 are deployed, meaning they are placed on top of ballistic missiles or stored at heavy bomber bases ready to load. Another 977 strategic warheads and 1,900 non-strategic warheads kept in reserve, which leaves 1,500 which have been retired from services or are waiting to be dismantled but could be brought back. What does the U.S. have? Well, while Russia claims they have almost 6,000, U.S. has 5,428. U.K. and France have about 250. Russia also claims they have intercontinental ballistic missiles, known as ICBMs. They are their most powerful and longest-range missiles, make of what is the core, their strategic defense force, and they are capable of carrying dozens of warheads, each ranging virtually anywhere on the planet. They have a range of about 11,000 miles, according to the Kremlin, and the missiles could hit every country on Earth from Russia's bases in remote Siberia, depending on where they aim them. They have short to medium range missiles called tactical nukes. These are weapons that have much shorter ranges. They're less powerful, but they, even though they won't necessarily Hiroshima, a city, they could be used still like conventional bombs, still kill a large number of soldiers and level areas in strategic areas and cities. They also have ballistic missile submarines. Not exactly sure how many. One called the Poseidon. They have nuclear bombers, artillery. So, I mean, they're threatening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is recommending that doctors screen all adults under 65 for anxiety. They have recommended that anxiety screening and primary care get done. The proposal is open for public comment until October 17th, but the group usually affirms its draft guidance. The recommendations are based on a review that began before the pandemic, evaluating studies showing potential benefits and risks from screening. Given reports and a surge of mental health problems linked with the pandemic, isolation, and stress, they believe that this guidance is very timely. This is according to Lori Burt, a task force member and co-author. She is a psychologist, researcher at the University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School. So the task force has evidence for benefits, including effective treatments, outweighs any risks, which includes inaccurate screening results that could lead to unnecessary follow-up care. So anxiety disorders are among the most common mental health complaints. It affects 40% of U.S. women at some point in their lives and more than one in four men. They say black individuals and those living in poverty, people who have lost partners, those who have other mental health issues are among adults who face higher risks for developing anxiety. It could manifest as panic attacks, phobias, feeling always on edge, and one in 10 pregnant and postpartum women experience anxiety. Common screening tools include brief questionnaires about symptoms such as fears, worries with unusual activities, and the screening test, not just one screening test, it's kind of a whole sort of, you can't just, you know, give somebody a questionnaire and go, okay, well, there you go, you have anxiety. But I do agree that we do need to be screening for these. I'm a little frustrated that we don't have more robust enthusiasm for cancer screening, such as like thyroid cancer. I know only about 43,600 new cases each year get diagnosed, but I mean, two people in Trump's administration ended up having thyroid cancer, young. All right, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Jared Kushner. Thyroid cancer, I think it's a lot more than 43,000 cases a year. And we don't really have any recommendations for screening for thyroid cancer. And so the reason why the anxiety is easier is because it doesn't necessarily put people through biopsies, put people through expensive testing, and because mental health is a lot of times ignored, because most of the somatic body issues get addressed in a family practice office or internist office as opposed to mental health. This is a good move, and I do support it, but, if they're in the mood to be, you know, increasing access and awareness, I really think thyroid and underactive thyroid and thyroid disease is a lot more common than we think, so I would personally like to see a little bit more enthusiasm for that. But we did have guidance in April issued for children and teens recommending anxiety screening. They still said more research is needed for the potential benefits and harms of suicide screening kids. But, you know, in 2020, a group affiliated with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommended routine primary care anxiety screening for women and girls starting at age 13. And I think the reason why is many people are self-treating. Now, I don't believe I have an anxiety disorder. I've never been diagnosed. I've never suffered from anxiety. But what about my issue sleeping sometimes? Sometimes I have trouble sleeping. Now, I have trouble sleeping because I'm lying there and I'm thinking about my day. I'm thinking about material, worried about the kids. I'm not anxious, but I'm having trouble sleeping. So then I might go and take a Tylenol PM, a Tylenol with Benadryl. Well, are some individuals manifesting anxiety as poor sleep? Now, insomnia could be its own issue. My doctor thinks it was my hormones and my menopause, so once she addressed the hormones, I sleep way better. So low estrogen and menopause can affect sleep. But there's a lot of individuals who they're like, I'm not anxious, but they are hitting the sleeping medications. Or they're going, I need a glass of wine. I need a drink. Or they're hitting the Xanax, or the Valium, or the Klonopin. So, or the marijuana gummies. Marijuana gummies are, depending on if it's indica or sativa. Sativa is more stimulating. Indica is more relaxing. So many people might be using those or smoking marijuana, smoke a pot, and they're treating anxiety, but they aren't realizing they're treating anxiety. But, like, it's a great way for me to wind down after work. And seeing the toxicity that people deal with in the workplace, I'm surprised the number isn't even higher. So, personally, if, you know, those of you, if you know, how can you tell if you're anxious? Well, one sign of anxiety is you want to avoid certain situations. So, when you have people say, you know, I don't want to go to school, or I don't want to go to work, or I want to call out sick, that might not be depression. That might be a social anxiety. And it's a defensive mechanism. If you don't want to work near toxic employers or coworkers, you're going to want to avoid them. Doesn't mean you have mental health illness, or doesn't mean you're just trying to avoid them. Yet, if you never want to go to work and any workplace to you seems toxic, then we start to worry about, okay, well, maybe you have some social anxiety. There's a lot of individuals that really don't want to be around other people. They want to work in a lab. They want to do their music. They want to work from home. I get it. I'm extroverted. So I have a very, very low threshold for understanding that other people may not be as extroverted as I am. So when I see a microphone, I'm like, do you want to go and make the announcement? And they're like, oh, hell no. I understand that. At first, I didn't. I'm like, why? It's a microphone. But now I understand. I get that. So look, I'll handle the microphone. And they're like, well, now I'm even worrying. So, for those of you that do struggle with anxiety and depression, I think that you should talk to a medical provider about it. There is not that social stigma that used to once be if somebody did have issues with that. I think a lot of us do at times of our life. When I had to go and see my mother-in-law, I got anxious. My mom. When I have to see my mom, I get anxious. You can get anxious, but suffering from anxiety can be very debilitating and change the way you live and the way you deal with people in your life. So it could ruin relationships. It could ruin careers. Interesting, I had a woman who had just had a newborn who wanted me to stop her ability to breastfeed. And she was very upset, and she said, this just isn't for me. I need my husband to share this with me. And I think she had postpartum depression. And I told her, before you make any decision to stop breastfeeding, especially with what's been going on with the formula shortages, because the average call I get is, how do I get my milk back? I can't find formula, and I want to start breastfeeding my baby. So I'm like, if you're having an adequate milk supply, and I get it. You might want to make this decision. Don't make this decision, drastically. I want you to meet with the medical provider, talk about your options, and then there are ways to stop the milk production, tighter bras, compresses, weaning the breastfeeding as opposed to cold turkey. Some people cold turkey, but then that hurts. But, postpartum depression is very, very common. And some people, they're not getting sleep. A lot of doctors are still kind of struggling with, how does that happen? Because, the maternal instinct should be, it's about the baby. There should be so much happiness and all that. I was very fortunate not to have postpartum depression. I loved I loved the whole motherhood thing and all that, but I did have trouble sleeping, and I needed hubby to help out. So I'm like, all right, here's a bottle. Feed him. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.